Welcome to Men's Book Club.
Men's Book Club.
This is a preview of our... Is preview the right word?
Sure. Introduction.
Introduction. There you go.
Whatever.
To our next read. This is a well-known book. Dan Brown's Inferno. He's the author of The Da Vinci Code.
I call him Danny.
Origins, because you know him very well. He's actually your uncle.
I'm Matt Brown.
Matt Brown. this is a story much like a lot of Dan Brown's work about
such conviction.
It took you a while to get it, so yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's because I wasn't sure.
This is a story much like a lot of Dan Brown's stories that stars the same character, Robert Langdon, who is this professor of art history.
Is this like a prequel to them? Or
No. Okay. Separate story. He just always has the same main character.
Oh, okay. So he does the same
thing. Robert Langdon wakes up in a hospital in Florence, Italy. Doesn't remember the last 3 days of his life or 2.5 days of his life. Typical. Last thing he remembers is he was on campus in Harvard. And then next thing he remembers is he wakes up in a hospital in Florence, Italy. And don't you hate that? And there's an assassin out there to get him. He befriends one of the hospital's doctors, and they're trying to figure out why somebody trying to kill him. Why is he in Florence, Italy, and why he's in a possession of some very dangerous object? Mm. And that's basically the story. It's almost a thriller, and at the same time, there is a lot of intellectual pieces.
Did you read the rest of his books, or no?
No, this is going to be my first one.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be a first one for me.
Yeah, I think I tried. Da Vinci Code was very popular when I was. Actually, I worked at Target, and I think did I buy it? I'm not sure, but it always like appealed to me. Mm. It's because I know it's popular.
I have the Da Vinci Code at home. It's been in my library for a very long time, but I watched the movie. And I feel like that takes away the point of the book, which was a mistake. But I watched the movie by accident, so whatever.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Whatever.
We'll give it to you.
Anyway, yeah, I'm very excited about this book because it's. I heard a lot of good things about Inferno in general. And Dan Brown is a very good author, obviously, because he has so many books. Although that's not truly the case because we know that Stephen King has some very weird ones out there. And
very
so does.
Weird.
What's the guy that releases a book like every week?
Who? Stephen King? No. Oh,
You know who I'm talking about.
He does those Jack Ryan books.
Yeah.
What is his name?
John Patterson? Jim Patterson?
I'm going to go with...
Something Patterson.
It's Patterson.
It's Patterson. That guy.
Pat
Patterson.
Patty P.
Patty P.
Yeah,
it's that guy who releases a book
once a
week.
I think it's John Pat... No, that doesn't sound right, though.
Rob Patterson.
I don't think that's it either.
No, that's the guy from Twilight, Rob Pattinson.
Oh, close.
Yeah. Anyway, that guy that releases a book every week. The point is that just because you have a lot of books doesn't mean that they're good. That's all. That's the
all
point.
Right. So we'll go into it. We'll do it.
Yeah. Read along with us, Inferno by Dan Brown. Thank you, guys.
Bye.